I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. The poet Alfred Joyce Kilmer penned these famous lines. We aim to sow the seeds of these words into your consciousness as we plant ourselves into a story we call The Scenic Route. It's the first flowering from the premiere show of our sixth live season. We do hope you enjoy the cuttings from this whole series. In the Garden was taped live in New York City on Sunday, September 29th, 2019.
What the heck, Roger? Where the heck are we now?
Sorry, sis. I wasn't paying attention. I was talking it up with your fiancé here.
While drinking beer.
Oh,
Cindy, darling, don't be so hard on Roger. He was only trying to show us where you two used to play as kids. Although, I can't see myself playing around in such an uninviting landscape.
Oh, it's not as scary as it looks. But then again, I don't know about this place we've currently drifted into.
This place looks entirely the same to me as everything we've been sailing past for the last hour and a half. I can't get over it. Your parents just let you wander around here alone as kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to have a clubhouse hidden deep in the reeds, past the dunes and everything. I was hoping until we got lost.
We? You?
I was hoping to explore and see if it was still there after all these years. Do me a favor, Rye, old buddy. Crack me open another can. After you crack one open for yourself, that is.
Come on, you two. You've both had enough. Roger, you need to maintain control of this catamaran, buddy.
All right, relax. Last one, I promise.
I'm only a passenger, so...
Ugh.
Cheers, love. I'm kind of relieved.
Relieved? About what?
I was afraid you two were going to ask me to go poking around in that marsh and through all those... tickets.
Oh, trust us. It's fine. We grew up here. We know where it's safe and all that.
Oh, my dear, this part of Florida is lovely, but I'm sure I'm not the only one who got the memo about leeches, water moccasins, and, alligators.
Yeah. It's a thing, all right. It's a thing for sure, but we never had a problem. But, I gotta say, I've never come up this way before on the inlet. You, sis?
No, I haven't.
I say we should take a look.
Why, Roger?
Because we never visited it before. And also, I can see two nice-looking ladies over there at 2 o'clock strolling around on the outer beach that surrounds the bayou, huh?
Oh, please, Roger.
That sure looks like they could use a little extra company. And maybe they need someone to be their guides around the marshland, you know? Protect their pretty little feet from the hungry gators?
Oh, for crying out, do we have to?
Hey, I'm the captain of this catamaran, Rye, old chap. Settle in, I'm pointing this baby toward the shore. I'd like to take a look and, hey, you two could act as my, my wingman, wingwoman, wing people, wingnuts, whatever.
Shout, Roger. They can see us.
He's really going to try and talk it up with these two girls, then.
It appears so.
What if we just went back to the boat while he...
Aloha! We come in peace!
Oh, God. Let's just keep walking, man.
Look, they're waving at us. They're waving back!
I can plainly see that.
Cindy, darling.
Yes?
Is it possible for a beach person to love someone who... isn't really a beach person?
Oh, Ryan, I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but it doesn't win you any extra points either.
I think it's because I hate sand. I detest sand. And maybe all that sticky saltiness too. I mean, Apart from that, I mean, the rest of it, I like. It's pretty to look at. I mean, it's nice in photographs and paintings, I suppose. I just don't like to feel this.
Hello there! Can we help you?
She sounds a little serious for a looker in a skimpy bathing suit, don't you think?
Hi. We just got a little lost and decided to drop anchor here for a moment while we, you know...
You realize that you are on university property, don't you?
This land belongs to the university? Since when?
For the last 10 years, this is private property now, technically speaking.
Oh, Rebecca, relax. It's okay.
So you gals are from the university, huh? Nice! Couple of co-eds getting out on some sunshine, huh?
I'm Dr. Rebecca Morley. I'm a marine biologist, and this is Dr. Linda Emanuel. She's a botanist at the university.
Oh, well then.
Nice to meet you, doctors. We're sorry for trespassing.
Oh, please, I know. We traded in our lab coats for two-piece bathing suits. We are on the beach, you know.
Okay, all right. We're not security, but I think you should know.
Oh, come on, Rebecca. They're all right.
How do you know?
You'll have to forgive Dr. Morley. Marine biologists tend to be a bit more uptight than us botanists.
Yeah. You botanists know where all the good herbs are, know what I mean, right?
And you'll have to forgive my brother, Roger. He tends to be a totally inappropriate moron.
Dr. Emanuel, what did you say the tidal coefficient is for today?
62.
Right. Well, then the day will end with a tidal coefficient of 70. Huh.
Whoa. Hey, what the hell?
Don't worry. They won't harm you. They're more afraid of us, in fact.
Oh, my God. There must be thousands of them.
Oh, they're all so tiny.
They look like those miniature hermit crabs you see around here sometimes.
But they are not the same. Similar, but not the same.
They're everywhere.
They'll disappear almost as soon as they appear.
Look at that. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Weird.
All those little crabs working together.
Carrying a huge dead rodent on their backs. That has to be many times their weight.
It is.
They're just carrying it off like that for their supper?
What do you think?
That's not normal.
Here in this part of the bayou, it is quite normal.
Good Christ! I've lived here most of my life. I've never seen anything like that.
This is a special place.
A place like no other.
The Galapagos Islands come close, I would say.
One could argue that.
Well, that was kind of fascinating, in a seriously unpleasant sort of way. Oh, no!
Oh, the poor thing!
Oh, it's a bird. I thought it was like...
What kind of a bird is that? It's almost like a pelican, but it's not a pelican, is it? It's so unusual.
Not so unusual for this part of the bayou.
Is it sick? Its eyes are completely red, like all the blood vessels have burst in them.
No, their eyes always look like that.
Look, its leg is tangled up in that plant. It must be in great pain. Please, someone, cut it free.
It's happened again, Dr. Emanuel.
Again?
And during low tide. Very interesting.
Please, somebody help that poor thing, please.
Oh, imagine if it was high tide.
If you won't free that bird, I will.
Hold on now, it's all right. Please just let me handle it.
It's struggling to free itself.
It's all right, everyone. I'm on it. I've seen this happen before. I can untangle this fella, right? There, fella. I gotcha. It's all right. Hold still. I just want to make sure I don't harm this plant in the process. We can make this a total win-win here, right? All right. Okay. I got you loose, buddy.
Well done, Linda.
Thank you. All right. I'm taking you over to the water where it's safe. Let's just put you in ever so gently, like so. Well, there you have it. All in a day's work.
We need to keep a closer eye on it, Linda.
I'm the plant person, so just leave that to me. Oh, you worry too much, Rebecca.
What are you two talking about?
Thank God it's not high tide.
Really? What are you talking about?
Hey!
What?
I just noticed something strange.
What?
Does anyone else see it?
What?
Those reeds over there. They're all bending in one direction with the breeze, while that weird plant the bird was tangled up in, it's bending in the opposite direction. That look weird to you?
All right, folks.
Oh. Hey!
We're gonna need all of you to clear out of here immediately.
What's going on here?
Agent August Clifton, FBI. We're gonna need everyone to leave this site right now.
Agent Clifton, I'm Dr. Rebecca Morley, and this is Dr. Emmanuel. We're employed by the university. Would you mind telling us why we're receiving a visit from the FBI?
I'm aware of who you are. Please give your information to Agent Yates over there. We'll be contacting you soon.
About what?
We need this area cleared. Who are these other people?
They just drifted here by accident.
It's true. We swear.
Is that your catamaran over there?
Yeah, it's mine.
Well, please get on it and go back to where you came from. And don't ever come back here again. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Don't have to ask me twice. Let's split, kids.
Sheriff Hines?
Yes, Agent Clifton?
Have your deputy there escort Dr. Morley and Dr. Emmanuel back to the mainland.
Deputy Blake, you heard the man.
Agent Clifton, there's something you need to know.
Yes, and we're going to talk about it later.
You must understand, Agent Clifton, this 3-mile stretch of beach and bayou has been specially treated.
I get the picture.
Do you?
Please, if you don't mind, we have...
But Agent Clifton...
It's all right, Rebecca. They'll be all right. It's still low tide.
Thank you, doctors. Like I said, I'll catch up with you later.
Agent Clifton, please, whatever you do, whatever happens, please don't harm or disturb anything you see here.
Okay, we'll be in touch. We've got it covered from here. Thank you. Agent Yates?
Yes?
Shall we press on?
That's what we're here for. Sheriff Hines?
Yes?
Bring the suspect over here, please.
With pleasure, Agent Yates. Maybe we'll get some answers now. Isn't that right, sicko? May I, Agent Clifton?
What do I care?
Here's a little something from your adoring public.
Okay, that's enough of that. What's the matter?
He's quivering like the miserable little coward he is. Come on, punk.
Okay, Volman, stop your squirming.
Oh, please. I don't want to be here.
Well, yes, you're here. And now you're going to show us where she is.
No, I can't. I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
It was horrible.
No worse than any of the others you murdered.
No, this was different. This one, I didn't.
Shut up.
Sheriff Hines, you need to allow us to run this investigation our way.
So only one victim is here, then? You sure about that, Mr. Volman?
I didn't kill her! Not this one!
Then who did?
I thought you were acting alone, Volman.
I was! I was alone, and I was gonna kill her, but something stopped me!
What stopped you, Volman?
You need to get real clear real quick, sonny boy.
Show us.
Please! Don't make me!
Answer the question. What stopped you?
We found all the others. We'll find this one, too. Why not just come clean?
Show us. Show us where it happened.
I brought her here. To this bayou. It was late. The tide was high. It was a new place. A new place! I thought I could take them all to this new place and just bury them all here.
And so?
I brought her here to do what I did to the others, but she got away from me. She tried to run. She shouldn't have tried to run. Why shouldn't she have?
What happened, Volman?
She ran to this place in the weeds, the thicket, this place right here. And it got her.
What got her?
It got her. It squeezed her, and it dragged her under.
Answer the question, goddammit!
Look at the strange plant over there. You can see it, can't you?
It's like the one of the plants surrounding it. Look, look, look how it sways from side to side. You see it, don't you?
Yeah, look like he's taking the scenic route around this story, wouldn't you say? You buried her under that plant, didn't you? Is that where she is? Speak up, goddammit!
Yes. But I didn't bury her.
Okay, gents, let's get the shovels out.
He's right, though. That plant does seem to be swaying back and forth on its own.
Pick up a shovel, Yates.
All right.
Come on. Pull.
Trying.
Oh, son of a...
Damn. This thing is tough. Come on. Just won't pull. 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 I must be crazy.
Oh, what is it, Mom?
Is this thing pulling back?
Don't. I'm telling you, it's gonna
pull.
It's coming. Come on.
Well, that thing put up a fight.
Oh my God. What is that?
Something stuck in the roots?
Holman! Will someone calm him down, for Christ's sakes? Oh, Christ! Roots, it looks like the... Are they tightening?
You see? You see? I was trying to tell
this
you!
This is the last time I'm gonna tell you to shut up, Holman!
Jesus, this plant. You feel that? It's squirming in my hand like a worm.
Yeah, but what in the hell is that?
What's what?
Oh boy. Look, Clifton. Is that what I think it is?
Yes. That's a human hand wrapped up in those roots, all right.
A young girl's hand, I'd say.
It's really tightly wound up in there.
God.
Jesus.
Good God.
I've no doubt. The DNA will be a match.
The DNA should match up, all right. This plant, though, is going to be a whole other story.
Maybe we should get moving, gents. The tide's about to come in.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. An ancient little nursery rhyme that has rendered itself indelible in our collective consciousness. But who composed it? Where exactly did it originate? What does it mean? Who is the Mary in question? The Virgin Mary? Mary Queen of Scots? Queen Mary I of England? And who are all the pretty maids all in a row? Saintly acolytes or ladies-in-waiting? No one can say with any real authority. Perhaps it's like the mysteries that may hide in the garden. The garden of myth, legend, the manifestation of all of our dreams, ecstasies, fears, and wonders. The Garden of Eden, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, Bosch's terrifying Garden of Earthly Delights. Come with us, friends. Our own garden grows with its own kind of lushness. Everything you find here grows up and around, inside and out, over and under. No silver bells or cockle shells to be found here. As Voltaire once slyly noted, tending one's own garden is not only a private activity, but also productive. However, tonight, we're making this a communal activity. I understand if you're starting to feel an air of trepidation. You are at a fireside mystery theater show, after all. But won't you join us just the same? And anyway, it's too late. The seeds have already been planted. And that was The Scenic Route. The cast featured in this episode include Mary Murphy as Cindy, Eric Davey Gislason as Roger, James Kleinman as Ryan, Casey LaForest as Dr. Linda Emanuel, James Reeser as Agent Clifton, David Linton as Sheriff Hines, Alan LaForest as Agent Yates, Michael Pate as Volman, and the part of Dr. Rebecca Morley was played by me, Ali Silva. The Scenic Route was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Andrew Hammond. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. So, my darling listeners, we put a lot of time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul into making Fireside Mystery Theater. We hope you hear all of that, and we hope that what we do makes you chuckle and get goosebumps in equal measure. Your support in any form is vital so that we can keep creating thrills and chills for your ears for free. And for those of you who can support us through Patreon with $5 or more a month, we've got something special for you. It's bonus content. Each month, we create an exclusive audio treat for our patrons in the form of the Patreon playlet. From this In the Garden series, we've got one called The Great Orchid of Pantropus. It's a sweet bud of a story that is actually a companion piece to one of the main episodes from the show and offers a nice surprise for our regular listeners. But beyond that, we have all sorts of perks for different monthly support levels through Patreon. We've got discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts. Oh, and I cannot forget the official Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. It's pretty classy. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website. We are so grateful for any support you give to help our endeavors blossom and to stoke the embers that keep our fireside flickering. Ratings and reviews. Every podcast asks you for them. But there's something to it, and specifically, it's the Apple Podcast rating and review that is most coveted. But it really is the easiest and most inexpensive way to support the podcasts you love. So, to small indie creators like us, it does mean a lot. Ho, 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 boy, it's that time of year again. Don't miss our annual Holiday Haunts live podcast taping. All new for 2019, Sunday, November 17th at 5 p.m. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. A curious couple gets played for a couple of saps, quite literally. Coming up next in the garden from Fireside Mystery Theater, The Golden Glow. Love grows where my rosemary goes, but everyone knows to mind the shadows.